Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I personally have so enjoyed being a part of the Small Business Advocate. Well, I screwed up. The Small Business Avocado, we could turn it into that.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Avocado. You think we don't have fun around here, folks? We never take ourselves too seriously around here, because if we didn't laugh at ourselves, we would miss the best laughs of our lives. And I bet somebody who knows all about that, who probably agrees with me about that, is our new friend Herb Kay. Herb is the president of HK Turnaround. He's the author of a best-selling book, How to Get Filthy, Stinking Rich, and Still Have Time for Great Sex, which was an outstanding bestseller back in the day. And he's our friend. Herb, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Nice to be here.
We were trying to figure out a minute ago, folks. Herb, it's his first time he's been on in a long time, but we're pretty sure he was on back in 99 and when his book launched, because I think I remember that we talked about that book and some of the things he has to say. Herb, it's good to have you back, and that's my story that I'm going to stick to today.
Great.
When I started doing my show, the SBA reported that 50% of all businesses fail in 5 years.
Yep, actually 56% in 4 years, they say now.
There's new research out by Dun & Bradstreet that said that number, that the business obituaries have increased by 20%, so now half are failing in 4 years. Now, I have my ideas about why that's happening, but why it's happening maybe right at this moment doesn't matter so much as the fact that for some small businesses out there, many people are listening, they're in trouble. They're in trouble for either because they're not running their business well, other issues, or maybe if the economy softens a little bit, they've gotten themselves into a bind with regard to cash flow and undercapitalized, and they're afraid they're not going to make it. Maybe they're either just to the point of where they've realized that they're in trouble, or they don't know it yet, but they kind of might be concerned about it. And that's what you do. You help companies to turn themselves around, don't you?
That's right. That's our whole business.
So talk to those people. If they're already gone, you know, God bless them, we may not be able to help them. Some people are just too far gone. But there are people out there who might still be able to hold this thing together. What do they need to do? What does it look like when things start going bad?
When it starts going bad, well, first of all, you know, there should be a business plan, but we both know that there isn't going to be a business plan. You know, I've been doing this a long time, and I've been in business nearly 30 years, and everyone says they've done a business plan. No one ever does a business plan. And the reason for doing it isn't just, you know, to waste time. I know it feels like that's something that MBAs do in business school, but the truth is you would know you were in trouble if you had deviated from what your projections and timelines were to begin with. So,
right.
But let's assume that most people have not done a business plan. And so
when he says business plan, folks, he means that you actually have created financials that you're tracking, not just narrative that you wrote down your ideas and your dream, your mission statement, but actual financials and budgets that you're tracking against.
God, it's good to talk to you, Jim. You're actually a guy that gets this. That's right. The narrative is just what they call the executive summary. And by the way, I want to point out that the reason I know what I'm doing is my first time in business when I was 21, I went bankrupt. And I've been an entrepreneur for 30 years, and I've had many, many businesses succeed, but I've had others. How I got into this was I had an almost disastrous problem that I pulled out of it, and then all the people involved, the attorneys and the accountants, turned to me and said, you should be doing this for a living. You're really good at turning things around. So it's not like I don't know what it's like to be there.
Right.
And I know that when businessmen get that feeling, that sinking feeling that things are going wrong, they tend to do one of two things. They tend to go to ground, which is get kind of depressed and not talk to anybody.
Right.
Or they begin to believe in divine intervention. You know, I call it Deus ex machina. They think that, well, something's going to happen that's going to turn it around. Right now, with the collapse in the real estate business and all the related industries, you know, furniture suppliers, builders, contractors,
service providers like appraisers and
all those guys are being affected, and they're all thinking that it's going to turn around soon. when all, you know, all objective data says no, it's not. I mean, they're probably not looking at turnaround before 2010.
Couple of years at least, yeah.
Yeah, at least 2010, and I think more like 2013. Well, I have reasons for that, but, you know, let's talk about what you asked about. So
there you go.
So the first thing you should do is do the business plan now. If you think you're having a problem, now's the time to produce good numbers, and I mean good numbers, which means sitting down with a business CPA, not a tax preparer,
right,
going through your numbers, because a lot of guys call themselves accountants. You and I know this, Jim, who really aren't accountants. They're just tax preparers.
Well, and a lot of accountants don't like working with the projections. They don't feel comfortable with projections.
Well,
you
got to
find somebody who can do that. And you know why? Because accountants like to be correct. They like things to balance, and projections are always wrong.
Well, if folks go to my, and I know this is blatantly self-promoting, but hkturnaround.com, my partner is an accountant. His name is Chris Linscott, and he's a terrific accountant, and that's what he does. And they can use us as a resource. There's an 800 number to call in. Or they can look in their own communities and find a business accountant. That's the key. Then sit down and do the business plan now and support it not with hopes and dreams, but by real objective facts. You know, with the Internet and with Google, it's easy to find industry data in whatever you're doing to find out if your company's doing what everybody else is doing. And if it isn't, now you know you've got a problem.
And I'm going to get you to give your website again in a few minutes. Folks, I encourage you to use that. But I also want to tell you about another resource that's out there, and I know Herb agrees with me on this. There are a lot of you may be able to get the help you need from a small business development center near you. Many of those guys are really good at this, at helping you, and they don't charge anything. Go ahead, Herb.
That's right. That's exactly right. So you got to develop the numbers now. Do the research now, not on a hope and a dream, but support it. And see if you're doing what your competitors are doing around the country, or not even competitors, your colleagues, the people in the same industry you're in, and make sure you're on track. And if you're not, then you got to figure out why. That's the next step. And the why can be, you know, if the why is you own a small retail store and Walmart opened next door, then your best course of business might be to shut it down. I mean, in all reality, if there's an outside reason that's really earth-shaking, the best thing to do is to live the fight in another day.
Well, yeah, and that's a good point. As one of my mentors once said, sometimes you have a fighting chance, and sometimes you just have a chance to fight. But now the other thing is that I'd like to point out, and I don't want to, if you've got real problems, if Walmart does open up next door, then to me, you know, what you need to do is realize why people come in your door, and it's not for the low prices.
That's right.
Well, we'll come back, and Herb Kay was going to share some more of his wisdom to help you. If you're having a little difficulty, you know what? Even if you're not having difficulty, he's got some good stuff for you. We'll do that right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Hart to take us out.
Hi, Jim. This is Joan Pride with the Kiplinger Editors. Has it really been 10 years? I guess it only feels like 20. Anyway, happy anniversary.
Is looking at you, kid.
We're back. It's 23. I don't know where Bogart came in. I don't know what he's doing there. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you can tell, we like to have fun around here. I think Herb Case kind of liked that, too. And he's the author of a best-selling book and an outstanding website. Herb, give us that website, please.
hkturnaround.com.
Now you got a new product coming out that they can find today, but it's not quite ready, not 100% ready for another week or so.
Yeah, we'll be launching on December the 1st a series of downloadable webcast content for the small businessmen that can't afford consultants. You know, we directly consult, but we're not free. You know, I run a business, not a charity, like everybody listening. But I wanted to reach every single businessman. So for those people that, for whatever reason, can't use direct consulting, then we've done these downloadable webcasts, starting with the first three are on how to raise money into a troubled business, because, of course, being cash short is what everybody's going to be worried about when things start to go wrong. It's the first thing on their mind. So we've developed this from A to Z, where to start and where to finish and how to raise money, because, folks, it's possible. In fact, it's even probable if you do it right. But, you know, don't be intimidated by the idea that, oh, my God, I'm in trouble. Now everybody knows, and I'm not going to be able to raise money. Just the opposite. You can do it.
You know, one of the things you said in the last segment, Herb, was about how business owners go to ground. I tell people that when you're having trouble, there will be a phone call made between your office and your bank. There will be a phone call made. And what you have to do is make sure that you make that phone call, that you don't wait until your banker makes the phone call. What do you think?
Well, that's absolutely true. And believe it or not, the bank is where there are six places to raise money into a struggling business, but the bank is always number one because it's the cheapest money, and you want to nurture that relationship. And the banker, think about it, guys. Everybody comes to the banker looking for money. So the fact that you're going to be coming to the banker because things are a little down, you know, so what? He hears that every single day.
They know that's what that's their job.
They will find ways to structure the deal so that you can do it. They want to lend money. The bank
If they all loan money to companies that were doing great, we'd all want to be bankers.
Exactly right. But they get paid to lend money and to make interest for themselves, and so they're going to look for a way to do it. And that all starts with what we were talking about in the last segment. You got to have good numbers. Good numbers are the key.
The other thing you got to do, it seems to me, you got to check your position, Herb, to make sure that your business model is actually a viable business model. Don't you have to have a gut check on that?
Oh, more than a gut check. You know, what's always dangerous is when you go into a business and no one else is doing it. You know, I'm being dramatic, but there's only two reasons for that. Either you're a brilliant innovator that just something that no one else has, or someone else has done it and gone so horribly broke that you never heard of them again.
I'm doing things right now that nobody's ever done, and people say, wow. I said, yeah, that means I'm either really smart or really stupid.
Well, yeah, and that's always a worry. We're doing the same thing on the HK Turnaround website. You know, we've looked at the business turnaround guys, and most of them just want to work with the small business is a very big definition. You and I both know that. And most of these guys only want to work with the companies that have $100 million in revenue. So we're trying to work with the little guy, and that's really not been done. But on the other hand...
Thank you for that, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. You're very welcome.
Well, on behalf of my audience, I mean, no, folks, they know I'm sincere about that. We all need help with this, and I like it when I see people making a commitment to small business owners because we're worthy, Herb. We're worthy, and
we're not only worthy,
we just need a little more help.
We're the backbone of America.
That's exactly right.
More than half of the employees.
That's
we get
right.
almost 80% of the patents that are issued. Without us, and, you know, they keep piling it on, they being the government,
right.
regulators, all the different ways, you know, well, we could spend hours on that. But
what are the other five ways to raise money into a troubled business? First one is banking. What is the other?
First is banking. The second are friends and family.
Yeah.
The third is smart money. Smart money are investors who have some knowledge about the business that you're in, but maybe you're retired, like through one of the small business centers that you were talking about, and want to get back in the game, and now they've already built and succeeded with a business like yours.
Yep.
So you can bring them in as a partner. Then there's sophisticated investors. There's high net worth investors. And the last one, I don't even like to really mention, but the last but not least is hard money lenders, which are out there like predators.
Yeah.
And I have to.
You're talking about like the folks who do factoring, that sort of thing?
Factoring is not predatory. I mean, there are businesses where factoring, which is basically purchase order financing, is a good thing.
Right.
But you and I both know if you go out there on the web and you search on business turnaround, you're going to find guys who say they can raise money into small business
right.
who are really just loan sharks looking
right.
to take whatever assets are left and kill the small businessman.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last place you should go, the very, very last. And start with your banker. Well, actually, even before your banker, I should throw one more in. Your existing investors, people have already put up money.
Yeah.
They've got the most to lose.
Don't. There's one more, Herb, that probably a lot of people will go broke failing to pay attention to, and that's their own receivables that they're not doing a good job of collecting.
And that's exactly right. Of course, your banker will help you with that. That's a good place to start because that's where he can secure it. You know, receivables are collateral, and collateral is financeable. But you're talking about something, Jim, that we're a lot of small business guys don't get it. You can't be good at everything. If you're having a problem collecting your receivables, but you're strong in other areas, get somebody into the business that knows
exactly.
how to do it.
Exactly.
And then borrow money and structure the company so you can afford to hire the right talent. Talent, in my opinion, talent's more important than money.
No question.
Most businesses get into trouble because, look, I don't know about you, Jim, but I'm not perfect at everything I do, not by a long shot.
Well, I don't like to admit that, but that's a kind of a touchy subject for me because I think I actually am perfect.
Okay, Jim. I'll give you.
Anyway, no, I'm teasing. Herb K., hey, give us that website one more time.
HKTurnaround.com.
Will you come back another day?
I'd love to.
We had a good time. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next time. Herb Kay, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, on the other side of these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Lindsey Buckingham to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.